Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your go-to source for everything home improvement. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just looking to make your space shine, Eric G. is here to guide you through the latest tips, tricks, and trends. So grab your toolbox, put on your thinking cap, and let's get to work right here on Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, your trusted source for everything about your home. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining me today. Man, midweek special. This is July. Can you believe that? We are just rolling into July right now. And I hope everybody has a great weekend coming up. It is our 250th birthday here in the United States, and I am excited for Independence Day. This is always a great time of year. This is the best part of summer to me. This is where you can go out and enjoy family, friends, and all that stuff. So I hope you're out doing something safe and fun, or just out having a good time celebrating what makes this country so amazing. And I hope everyone is out doing that. Well, today we got a lot to talk about. First off, I wanted to talk about recalls real quick. Couple things here. Daikin Comfort Technologies manufacturing recalls Amana air conditioners and heat pumps due to risk of serious injury from fire and burns. So the heating element can remain energized during a ground fault despite being turned off, posing a risk of fire injury to consumers. So stop using it immediately and contact Daikin Comfort Technologies. These are kind of those window air conditioners, basically, that have a heat pump thing. There's about 13,000 of them, 13,514 that were sold. And basically, this is one of those ones where they're going to say, hey, you cut the cord off and they will send you a full refund for it. So this was an expensive one for them. They've got about 13,000 of those that have a serious issue. So be careful with those. Super off-road solar power banks recall due to overheating. That's another one there. That's a big one. So one of these big super off-road solar power banks, that's an issue. Only about 7,400 of those, and about 5,000 or so were sold in Canada. So not too bad. So a lot of off-brand ATVs and stuff like that. And then here's one too, and I want to talk about this for just a moment, guys. Combination smoke and carbon monoxide detector recall due to risk of serious injury or death from failure to alert consumers to fire. Sold exclusively on Amazon by Treat Life Technology. All right, guys, there is a valuable lesson here to be learned. Now, what's funny, they only sold 20 of these things. If you're going to save some money, don't save it on safety equipment for your house. This garbage that's coming off Amazon, there's no testing. There's none of that stuff that's really happening. So spend the time, buy the name brand. And it's just not worth gambling your life on some off-brand, obviously bad copy of something else. And so you want to be sure and do your research on any of these so you can make sure and get something that's safe for your family. And pay attention. Some of these carbon monoxide detectors takes a ton, almost deadly carbon monoxide to set them off, if like this one at all. So make sure you get a great name brand, do some research, see what the specs are. So what is the threshold for it setting off an alarm? I'd like to see it go off early than late. So that is something to discuss. I don't know about you guys. If you've been watching the news, and I've been just absolutely laughing, not laughing at the thousands of people that are dying over in Europe with heat, but I haven't been over to Europe, so I'm probably not as well traveled as a lot of you out there. Been to Central America, been a lot of other places, but not overseas like that. And you know something? I kind of like our air conditioning here. Even on those not so hot days, I like to be comfortable. And it's been so funny watching all of the World Cup people coming over from all these countries around the world going, oh my gosh, you guys have air conditioning. And then in the news, all of a sudden, I find out that they're complaining on over there saying that we're contributing to global warming. And I'm just like, I'm sorry. I don't care. I want to be comfortable. And some guy in France saying that I'm making them at 114 degrees or whatever it is over there. I didn't pay attention. I know it was super hot, but sorry, not going to own my air conditioning use to causing yours. That's crazy. Maybe we need to talk about all the coal and trash and everything that's being burned over in China. That's putting the real air pollution in. Not what my ultra-efficient HVAC system is putting into the air. But kind of funny, and funny that they're saying that we're causing it, but that just shows you how there's not science behind any of that stuff. But it's just so funny watching them complain about that. And sorry, guys, we have AC. And maybe if it's getting that hot over there, you should maybe look into getting it too. And I think it's going to be safer for people. And you know something? That's better for everybody. Speaking of cooling, guys, if you guys are out here on the East Coast where you have that super hot air coming in here for the 4th of July weekend, here are some tips for this. One, you can do a shade for your outside, that old HVAC dilemma, which is how to shade the condensers without restricting airflow. So many people put up these shades around the outside of their HVAC compressor outside. That ends up reducing airflow. And then more importantly, and this is the bad part, that is actually freezing up the unit, causing damage and overheating it. So you want that to stay kind of cool. But I found something interesting here. There is a new product coming out, which is the first of its kind that I've seen, that actually is going to help your HVAC compressor, and it's going to actually work really well. So from what I see, this makes sense. It's AC Shades LLC has officially announced the market launch of AC Shade, a revolutionary scientifically verified technology that decisively solves this engineering dilemma. So they partnered with Oklahoma State University, and basically it is a panel that goes flush with the top of your unit. So it shades the sides out a few feet, but doesn't restrict the airflow. So it's grabbing the cool air off the grass or the ground, and then it's just keeping that heat from coming down. So really cool. They have a website, it looks like, that's coming out here called cooler.com. This is not a sponsored thing, but I tell you what, that looks very cool of how that could work. And they've had 10,000 sold and installed in the US. I think it's cool stuff. Maybe we'll invite them on the show, but I like this. Do not go blocking that off. One thing you can do if you have soft water, and you definitely don't want to have hard water for this, but here's one thing that I recommend. I have gone out on those super, super hot days, and what I have done is I have sat there and put one of those misters like you put out on your patio to mist the area around the HVAC compressor out there. So the problem is if you have hard water or there's a lot of dirt, that can create a mess and can cause damage. But if you go out for the day and set a mister out there, not going to hurt anything. It's meant for the weather. But if you can get that mister, you can add, at my house, I can add about an extra 5 degrees of cooling with that. So run your hose out there during the heat of the day, run that mister for a little bit, and it will bring down the indoor air temperature inside your home. So that's a good one there. And then make sure you've got a good filter in there. You want as much airflow going in your home as possible. And of course, in the morning, if it's cool, which a lot of you are not going to be, I was looking around New Jersey, and I tell you what, it's a problem. It's going to get hot. So air out the home when it's cooler outside than it is inside. Close up those drapes. Try to keep that solar energy down as much. And then, of course, make sure you're moving the air around inside the home and try to get that AC cooling down so you can get ahead of it. I have no problem setting a little cooler to get it cool at night. Try to catch up so you get ahead of it during the day. And sometimes pre-cooling can make it a little bit easier to get that temperature down. But really, if you think about it, HVAC systems are really designed to drop the temperature 20, 25 degrees. And if you're 105, still not very comfortable, but it's a heck of a lot more comfortable than it is outside. So take some time out there. Make sure you've got good airflow around it. I have gone out there with the leaf blower, blow it out, make sure it's ready to go. It's clean. And like I said, the more airflow that goes over that, the better. So you want to make sure that you've got all the dirt out of it. Any bushes, chop them back a little bit so you've got nice airflow and you'll be good to go. So let's keep it a little cool out there. Crank those ACs up. And this is that time of year when, well, that service is going to tell you whether things are working or not. And I think it's kind of cool that they've got some new products out there that finally work. Most of these things that I see out there that are for sale that you see for that will not work and could damage your HVAC unit. So be careful there. All right, guys, we got a great show coming up this weekend. We have one new hour and one rerun that was specifically asked from a number of people to rerun again. on the radio, and I'm doing it because I wanted to hear it. And that will be coming up, and you can hear that on Thursday when we tease the show coming up this weekend. All right, everybody, thanks for tuning into the show. Make sure you follow us on social media out there. Just go to our website, aroundthehouseonline.com. You can find out more there, including that generator giveaway. So if you have fire season and we've got hurricane season out there, when something hits, it's nice to have that. So you can find that, sign up over there with our friends at GenTent. I'm Eric G. Thanks for tuning into Around the House. I appreciate you. Have a great 4th of July coming up. I'm going to be doing the same. So I hope you are too. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to the Around the House show. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite way to catch podcasts. Also, be sure to subscribe to our new YouTube channel, and you can find it at Around the House HQ, and ring that bell for updates. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House.
Take this good time and turn it up louder. No one ever talks about the nights they went to bed, counting them sheet, catching Z's, getting beauty rest. Acting your age don't make for good story. Knock one back, no buzz, no glory. No one ever talks about the shots they didn't take.